corn bread served in a bowl and you eat it with a spoon.
Mm-hmm. Mush.
Okay.
Eat it with milk.
Uh-huh. Is that kind of for sick folks?
No, Lord. That's for anybody to love it, and I do love it.
Uh-huh. Well, is it cooked a little bit?
Yeah. You put your water on in your pot or one of those old-line skillets that we was talking about. Mm-hmm. Put you some water on. Put your salt, about much salt you think that will season that meal. And then you get your meal and drop it in gradually and stir it. Mm-hmm. And let it simmer until you know it's done. Mm-hmm. I always like to put a little piece of butter in mine.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Oh boy, that's too good.
Okay.
My children tell me a lot of times, say, well, Mama said, you just know so many old-fashioned things. I say, and I'm glad I do. Because I'm fed a lot of times when y'all ain't.
Because you know.
That's right. Long time ago when I was a girl, we owned our own stock. My daddy did. He owned his horses and mules and cows. And I was the milk girl. I was the only child, the oldest child in the 9 head of children. And I had to get up and go to the cow pen every morning and milk those 2 cows. I tended to all the milk.
Did you get up
I
real
milked,
early?
Yes, I had to. Mm-hmm. I'd get up and go and milk the 2 cows, strain up my milk, wash up my buckets, and strainer clothes. We didn't have strainers. Like, on back, we had cows after people began to get strainers. You know, you could buy a strainer.
Yes.
But we, Mama would, and when she would empty her flour sacks, she would wash them good, and take them for strainer clothes. Mm-hmm. And you had those strainer clothes to keep clean.
And you poured the milk through.
Yeah,
and had to
strain
wash
it like that. And you had to wash your milk clothes and your buckets and your churn, your dashes, and all that when you got ready to make butter.
Sure. You ever make butter anymore?
I does.
Yeah?
I does.
Where do you get whole milk? You all have a cow?
I have a son works at a dairy. And he'll bring me 2 or 3 gallons of milk from the dairy. We get all we want down there. Mm-hmm. So he'll bring me 2 or 3 gallons, and I'll put it in my churn, and such another churn, and I wish I was churning today.
Yeah, okay. Well, is it this kind or the kind you turn a crank?
The old Dasher. Yes.
Now, I have one of those that belonged to my grandmother, and I remember seeing mm-hmm. her do it, but my children have never seen anybody churn with that, and I've always thought, well, we ought to get some whole milk and show them.
Sure enough, sort of like here a couple of weeks ago, that girl went out from here just a while ago, where she works at for Miss Merlin Bridges. She gave her a old-fashioned crank churn, mm-hmm. ice cream churn, and she said, Mama said, I want you to show us how to make some cream. Says, I've seen it done, said, but my children hasn't. Said, we get us some milk some days. When we don't have anything to do, maybe on Saturday afternoon, I'll go get some ice. Says, and we'll make some cream, get us some ice cream powder and some salt, and we'll show the children how this is done.
Sure. Well, you know, it's too bad that people just never learn about all those things.
That's right.
I have a question about a round, flat pastry about this big with a little hole in the middle. You call that a...
Don't know.
Okay. And do you have one like that that's made with baking powder, and then there's another one looks the same shape made with yeast? Use the same word for if it's made with yeast? That's still called a donut? Or did you make them with yeast? The donuts.